January 1st, Oswald Chambers, my utmost for his highest. Let us keep to the point. My eager desire and hope being that I may never feel ashamed, but that now as ever I may do honor to Christ in my own person by fearless courage. Philippians 1:20 in the Moffat version. My utmost for his highest. My eager desire and hope being that I may never feel ashamed. We shall all feel very much ashamed if we do not yield to Jesus on the point he has asked us to yield to him. Paul says, my determination is to be my utmost for his highest. To get there is a question of will, not of debate, nor of reasoning, but a surrender of will, an absolute and irrevocable surrender on that point. An overweening consideration for ourselves is the thing that keeps us from that decision, though we put it that we are considering others. When we consider what it will cost others if we obey the call of Jesus, we tell God he does not know what our obedience will mean. Keep to the point. He does know. Shut out every other consideration and keep yourself before God for this one thing only, my utmost for his highest. I am determined to be absolutely and entirely for him and for him alone. My undeterredness for his holiness. Whether that means life or death, no matter. Verse 21. Paul is determined that nothing shall deter him from doing exactly what God wants. God's order has to work up to a crisis in our lives because we will not heed the gentler way. He brings us to the place where he asks us to be our utmost for him, and we begin to debate. Then he produces a providential crisis where we have to decide for or against, and from that point, the great divide begins. If the crisis has come to you on any line, surrender your will to him absolutely and irrevocably. That's the end of Oswald's text. Paul was resolutely desiring to do whatever he did for God in a way that he need not feel ashamed. That is the desire of many Christians, that we want to do things that will please the Father, that will bring glory to Jesus. But the only way that we can do, and the only thing we can do to not be ashamed, is to yield to Jesus Christ on every issue where he asks us to yield to him. We want to be, as Paul did, our utmost for his highest, for the God of the universe, for the Jesus Christ of the cross. But in order to get there, we must determine with absolute resolve that we will surrender our own desires and our own plans and our own agenda and be completely surrendered to however Jesus wants to handle any given event in our life. The reason we don't move forward, he called it an overweening consideration, basically an excessive concern for self and self-actualization and our own way of doing and being or being in control is the thing that keeps us from the decision of surrender to Jesus Christ. We often will say that we are considering others as though that made some significant difference for us. It really doesn't. Even in our doing for others or considering others, if our motive is about our agenda or our reasoning or our determination that we are doing some good for them rather than the Holy Spirit's prompting that we do something for them, we thwart the intimacy with Jesus and the surrender to Jesus and therefore put ourselves in a position where when we face him, we'll be ashamed when he says, that isn't what I had in mind. You were doing what you were doing, but it wasn't what I wanted done. We want to please the Master. In order to please the Master, we must listen to his directive, even when it goes against our natural inclinations and thinking about how we might serve others. Obviously, our absolute obedience to God will cost others something as well. Sometimes it will cost them far more than it costs us, because when we are in a place of willful surrender out of a passionate love for our Jesus, it doesn't cost us anything, even pain and misery endured because of our love and affection for Jesus will seem like nothing but sheer pleasure and joy to us, despite the actual feelings or pain or troubledness of the situation. But the people around us may be grossly or greatly disturbed because of our affection for Jesus, enabling us to go through things which not only cause us difficulty or pain, but may cost them something as well, maybe similar difficulty and similar pain. But Jesus will not relent on this issue. He wants to be our one and only. He wants to be the single focus of our affections and our attention. He will care for each individual around us, even those who are most dear to us. So purpose to surrender with absolute resolve to the person of Jesus Christ. And when you have accomplished this, you will not be ashamed, either now or at his appearing.